and I undertake to hold my office as minister with honor and dignity, and to be a true and faithful counselor, not to divulge directly or indirectly any secret matter entrusted to me, and to perform the functions of my office conscientiously and to the best of my ability, as so affirm.
Minister van Handel en Nywerheid Park Staal sê dit sal uitdagend wees om plaasvervangende markte vir Suid-Afrikaanse uitvoere te vind wat deur Amerikaanse tariewe geraak word. Amerikaanse tariefverhogings het vandag in werking getree. Talle groot sektore word geraak.
Getting to the point of a buyer that would enter into a transaction is a bit more detailed work than just making the call.
Yeah.
So that's work that we're going to have to do with them, and we're going to have to hold hands together to find these solutions. We've established a support desk. We're engaging with the countries all over the world about with those that have said, in citrus, we've got a possible agreement with you. We can supply. How do we sort that out?
Die minister het 'n onderhoud met die SAIK gehad. En ten slotte, Amerika se gewese president of vice-president Kamala Harris het 'n boek geskryf met die titel 107 Days. Dit gee 'n kykie agter die skerms van haar ervaring wat gelei het tot die kortste presidentiële veldtog in moderne geskiedenis.
Since leaving office, I've spent a lot of time reflecting on those days, talking with my team, my family, my friends, and pulling my thoughts together. In essence, writing a journal that is this book, 107 Days. I believe there's value in sharing what I saw, what I learned, and what I know it will take to move forward.
Die boek handel oor haar withuisveldtog. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1 uur.
30% tariffs. Okay, 30%.
Yep.
I'm happy for Lesotho, though. I'm happy for Lesotho because they got downgraded to just 15%. It's where a lot of America's genes come from. So we are going to have to pivot now. If we are being, as I suspect, and as a lot of people are suspecting, that we are being judged because of the BEE filter and our efforts at making ourselves a non-racial democracy, etc., etc. Now, the real deal is that we are just going to have to... Oh, BRICS. BRICS. That's what it is. It's all about BRICS. So we got to pivot. Hey, China. You guys like our mandarins, our nachis, our oranges, our avocados. Come on. Can you pay us in dollar?
You know.
Okay, so the Weather Bureau today, het vir ons die groot waarskuwing gegee. It's going to be bibberig koud vanoggend. It's going to be terrible through the course of the... What happened?
Do you feel any change, Alex?
No, not really. And of course, last week, hulle het precies dieselfde ding gedoen. En die slechte weer, het op die Saterdag opgedag. So don't pack away the winter willies just yet. Let's just see if we can get through the upcoming weekend. Listen, we have to bring Hilda to an organization that is 89 years old today. 89 years old. One of the original Paris stations, yo. Mm-hmm. It was on this day in 1936. With just the one radio station, in English, nogal, the SABC was launched.
Wow.
This day, 1936, they broadcast limited hours in English. The Afrikaans station was added a year later, 1937. oh, boy. Here at Jacaranda, I don't know if the guys have been telling you this. I think we all have. We've got the Opnapwerke aan die gang. And as you walk into the Jacaranda building, because it's double volume, you see right up at the top, there's like a little Perspex box there. And it says, Lekker to be here.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize this, but they were paraphrasing Shakespeare.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the quote. I like this place and could willingly waste my time in it. That's from As You Like It by The Bard.